Today has a real feel of summer with warm temperatures and moderate levels of humidity. And adding to that summer theme, there's a scattering of thunderstorms across the region this afternoon. It's all being driven by a cold front that is working in from the west. That cold front is moving into this unstable air mass, and we've seen storms fire up through the day, and we'll continue to have the threat for showers and thunderstorms as we work through the late day and evening hours. Some of these storms could be locally strong, with some hail and gusty winds, and there's also the potential that some of these storms will produce some heavy downpours that could lead to some localized flash flooding. The storm threat will end mainly during the late evening to around midnight or so, though it's certainly possible that we could see a storm or two linger past midnight. We could see a few areas of fog form later tonight, with low temperatures mainly in the 50s. We'll have a little bubble of high pressure build in for tomorrow, and that should bring a mainly dry day, though there's still the chance for at least an isolated shower to pop up. But again, most areas will be dry through the day. Temperatures tomorrow will be cooler than today, running mainly in the 70s. It's also going to be a much less humid day, with our dew point temperatures dropping back into the 50s. Then there's more rain on the way for Thursday as an area of low pressure tracks to our south, right around the New York City area or so, and that'll bring us a pretty good shot of rain, especially from about I-90 south on Thursday. The rain chances are less to the north, though there's still the chance at least for some showers across the north country on Thursday. The storm track is not completely set in stone, so any fluctuation will change our areas of likelihood for rain, but the idea is that Thursday will be a showery day or a rainy day, depending upon where you are. It looks like the rain should clear by Friday, though there's still the chance for at least a few leftover showers, primarily across the north. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and storms, especially this evening, low in the 50s to around 60. Tomorrow, partly sunny and less humid, high 68 to 76. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Variably cloudy tonight, a chance of showers and storms mainly this evening, low in the 50s to around 60. Tomorrow, partly sunny and less humid, high 68 to 76. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Variably to mostly cloudy tonight, a chance of showers and storms, especially this evening, low in the upper 50s to lower 60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny and less humid, high in the lower to mid 70s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and storms, especially this evening, low 55 to 60. Tomorrow, partly sunny and less humid, high 70 to 76. On Thursday, mostly cloudy with showers likely, high in the 60s to around 70. And on Friday, partly sunny with a chance of a shower across the north, with highs in the upper 60s to mid-70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.